Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. We here at AB3 are happy you have chosen to join us for the next part in our continuing miniseries, The Tower. We know that even in Atreus's bustling streets, it can get lonely sometimes, and we are happy to keep you company on those dark, chilly walks home. Before we bring you tonight's continuing tale, a quick update from the Department of Research and Development regarding our essential Skyrail.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Department of Research and Development's Division of Engineering would like to remind all citizens of the upcoming changes to Skyrail services. The schedule of changes can be found on every station board and via the Skyrail Services internet page. All Skyrail line schedules will be affected as the lines undergo intensive cleaning. Citizens are also reminded to heed the associated restricted areas during the treatments, as dripping waste from the Skyrail cleaning is exceedingly caustic. Together, we can help Atreus shine brighter.
Thank you, Aurelia. Now, we prepare for the tale to come, written by our own Atrian storyteller, Caitlin Statz. Last time on The Tower, we were introduced to perfect couple and citizens, Dr. Flora Fox and her husband, Gallus Alvarado, as they began their new life in a tower in an outer district. Already, poor Gallus has faced a few issues with their new abode, but it is certainly only the beginning. So, citizens, please relax, get comfortable, and let us continue this tale of the Tower.
Ow.
What? The heat is back on. So at least that is sorted.
Ow.
Yes, one moment. Flora?
I know, it's the morning. I sent you a message. I'm so sorry about the hours. Here, I picked up something special for breakfast from the cafe downstairs. Pumpkin puffs. It's good. I think once I eat this and shower, I'm going to be sleeping for hours. I can only hope they can manage without me. But also, I am so glad to be so integral. Hey, why are you so sweaty?
Nightmares, I think.
And the heated blanket? Did you unpack it?
It was cold. But I just wanted to see if it still worked. With all this new furniture, I I started to worry about some of these older things.
Okay, well, looks like you need a shower more than me. Keep eating or it will get cold. You know, I think my new job is going to be wonderful. I'm so thankful you gave this the go, gal. It means a lot.
Of course. Ah. Yes to the kiss. No to moving my neck like that.
What happened?
I slept at an uncomfortable angle. A hot shower and some stretching will fix it well enough. Now, where were we?
No, one kiss is all you get. Stinking like some open sweat
sewer. Ugh. Yep, okay, fair point. Go rest. After you get your shower and head to sleep, I'll clean up. I have so much to read and revise before my next lecture. Wow, you ate quick.
I was hungry. But last time I ate was maybe 10 hours ago. But do the shower with me and I'll see you in a few hours. If my data privacy hood rings, I will only take the call from Seto Multami. Seto, no one else.
Understood. Go. Shower. Rest.
Love you.
Love you. I do have a lot to read. What? Again? Take a picture of what I'm looking at. I saw this before. The day we moved in. I can show Flora later. For now, maybe Portia knows what it is. Send most recent picture to Portia Abe. Attach message. Any ideas what this symbol is? Send.
Incoming response from...
Portia Abe. No idea. Maybe a human figure? Certainly not letters. Oh, did you do the reading yet?
Not yet.
Incoming response from...
Portia Abe. Meet any neighbors yet?
Quick reply. Audio. No, there are no neighbors on our level yet. I'm about to finish up the reading. Flora just got home and got to sleep. She was gone all night. I will call you later today.
...or religious thoughts and actions appear or manifest in a similar way. Each system of belief and behavior is dependent on the individual culture through which it is viewed or enacted. For example, as discussed and viewed in the earlier demonstration, a symbol of one group's religious beliefs can invoke awe in those well-versed in its meaning, but can mean nothing or possibly even disgust to someone unfamiliar with or opposed to what the symbol represents. We cannot move forward towards better understanding while believing that religion is a simple, definable construct through which we can understand all fringers. Instead, we must break down the pieces of what can constitute a spiritual belief system and work to understand how these pieces can have meaning.
This sounds repetitive. Where does the next section start?
We define sacred or divine. Think about what constitutes a deity, some being personified or not, which is considered sacred or divine and works outside of natural laws. Even this is too constrictive for some of the creations of the fringer religious mind. But those definitions are tools. If we can define a deity, we can study it. We can begin to ground it in reality. Let us continue through a case study. Here you see a depiction of Rakoi. This drawing was painted on the concrete wall of a water treatment facility in the western fringe, outside of an area typically associated with Rakoi and his pantheon. Rakoi, to those who believe in him, is a god of fortune, fate, firearms, and water. Out of every divine creation elevated to a deity-like status, Rakoi is the most widely worshipped. His believers stretch over most of the northern, eastern, and southern sectors of the fringe. This depiction is a physical, anthropomorphized human figure. But every single one of these also represents Rakoi. And so will other items, actions, happenings, and each believer will also come up with their own ways of interpreting.
Hey, Albus, thank you for stopping by.
I thought I might be able to replace that cracked window today, if the timing works for your schedule. Also, I got your note about a temperature problem last night. Is anything still problematic?
How loud is window replacement?
Loud. Not very loud at all.
Then, yes, now would be a perfect time. Flora worked an all-night shift, so she is finally asleep. As far as the temperature problem, it was freezing here last night. I got out a heated blanket, but I woke up sweating. Here, the data from my bio readout. This is the cold period, and I heard a lot of noise in the hall and upstairs.
I see. I will check everything once the new window is in. As for the noises, was it the pipes? Renovation is still ongoing in many floors.
No. No, more like laughing and footsteps.
People? Well, I can check the elevator logs. There are other residents in the tower, just not on this floor, so someone could have ended up there. If they did, I can tell you, but I cannot give you names. Privacy and all.
Of course. Just knowing that would put me at ease. Thank you. So, how many new people have moved in?
We moved 5 new families in over the last 2 days, mostly in the lower levels.
What about upstairs? Just above us. Anyone up there yet?
No one is above you yet. That floor is going to have larger apartments like yours, so occupancy is more selective. We did have a woman move in to one of the larger penthouse suites. Batildis something. Young woman, not sure what she does for a living, but she is very polite. Very energetic.
So, no one lives directly above us? Was there a late night showing? I really swear that is where the footsteps were coming from.
Sorry, Gallus, but you would never hear upstairs neighbors anyways. There is an interstitial floor between the residential floors, filled with pipes, access areas, and ducting. You would not hear footsteps. Something to keep in mind for when you do get neighbors, always a plus. The restaurant is quickly wrapping up, should be open in a couple weeks. If I were a gambling citizen, I would say our tower may just become a bustling point of popularity once everything is up and running. The extensive renovations mean this tower very closely matches the updated aesthetic of the central city, so I think it will really draw people in.
And we are looking forward to the renovations concluding. At least then the noises would, well, not be noises. Are the brownouts going to persist for a while?
Yes, with all the construction and renovation, you should continue to experience a few of them. But they should not be too long in duration, only a few moments while wiring is being connected, and they are switched to another power source. Price to pay for such an apartment?
Well, certainly better to pay that than inter-district rent.
Very true. Done. Window is in. Don't touch the seal until tomorrow, and it will dry without flaw. And this one will be in the reclamation station before the day's end.
Thank you for getting that done. And if you can check everything for the temperature, that would be great.
Will do. Say hello to Flora for me, and keep me updated with anything you need. May the Archon watch over you.
You too.
So will other items, actions, happenings, and each believer will also come up with their own ways of interpreting Rikoi's interactions in their life. Rikoi's attributions can be assigned, but these attributions also expand beyond any definition we can easily assign. There is no consensus on what a deity must be.
Not again. Hi, Albus. Remember how you checked the thermostat and everything? Yes. Well, I'm looking at it now, and it says 22, but it feels like 4. Yes. Thank you. I just... What? No, not you, Albus. Someone drew something on my data pad. I was only gone to look at the... Hello? Albus, can you come up to the apartment, please? Stay on the line. If you were here, there are people on the way up to see me. Did you draw this before? On the countertops? If anyone is in here, please leave. There are people on their way up. Free! I'm coming.
Is someone else here?
I don't know. Possibly.
Why do you think someone is here?
Over here. When I went to check the thermostat, I came back to this.
Nearly freezing in here. Are you sure that's not just a data pad glitch? Or did you do it absentmindedly?
I'm sure. This is not the first time this has happened. I have seen drawings like this before.
Where is Flora?
At work.
I can help look around. And I'll take a look at the temperature problem.
Thanks. Please check the spare bedrooms first. I'll start in the living room and the study. Albus, can you come with me? I need you to see something. Here. There's this crease in the wall.
You certainly found something. Do you mind if I chip away at the plaster? I can get it fixed up again in a few days.
Yes. Do it. Can I help?
Grab that screwdriver and start chipping. Ooh, stop.
What? No. We found something.
I think I know what it is. Stop, and I'll try to get it open. Sorry for the mess.
No worries. Reeve.
A door. Must have been closed up in the renovation. No idea why. Looks like a bathroom. Lights don't work. That will work for now.
A master bathroom?
This apartment used to be two units. Then they decided to make this floor all the larger units. The study must have been a master bedroom before the war. I always thought it was a studio. This place is going to need a lot of work.
There's trash everywhere.
The pipes are still working. Scrapping faucet has been leaking this whole time.
Over there, on the floor. The towels. There's a pillow. Oh. Oh, it reeks in here.
It must have been closed off during the war. Maybe used by fringers who are ransacking the tower. Or maybe citizens hidden here. What's that? By your foot.
A book. Or at least it's supposed to be. Fabric pages. Looks like it was made from scrap.
You should put that down, Gallus. That looks like blood to me.
Ugh. It has to be Fringer. Certainly. Look at the drawings. Some of it is ink, but yeah. Some blood, too. These are it, though. This one. That's the same symbol. From my datapad. This is something else. I can't understand any of this. Albus, what does this look like to you?
Not sure. Shapes, half circles. That one may be the letter A. Hard to tell for sure. So crudely made, it has to be Fringer work.
Well, I can pack this up to bring to my lecture. And turn it over to the Division of Fringer Relations. What about the bathroom?
I would say that we can either close up the bathroom again, or we can renovate it. No reason to lose the space, as far as I see it. What do you think your wife would want in a new bathroom? You have some wiggle room to customize.
Flora. We can tell her we found a bathroom, but do not mention the bedding or the book. She is stressed out enough with work, and this Fringer reminder that they were in our home. No. How quickly can you get this place cleaned out?
Just cleaned? Give me 2 hours, and it should clean up well enough. But the renovations could take weeks. The Tower Commission will need to be updated so they understand the costs. I foresee no problems, though. A bathroom is just too small to worry about for a project of this scale.
If you can, get it done. Flora is scheduled to be home in, seven hours. Plenty of time to make the bathroom into a surprise gift, instead of a surprise nightmare.
Works for me. I will get it done. What about the data pad?
So far? I'm not sure. But, how can I help?
Mm-hmm. In this, we can begin to intertwine the idea of supernatural and sacred beliefs with integral parts of Fringer consciousness. I expect everyone to have the reading done and the questions answered by the next lecture. If I do not see your results in the readout well within the green, you will be called upon. Also, there are to be some expected changes in the course within the next month. Please remember that this course is for those applying for work to the DFR. What you learn here is sensitive information and is not to be shared with those outside the course who do not hold proper clearances. Now go. Raven Dursley.
Go on, gal. Dr. Palom is not going to stand around here waiting on you. Get the book up there.
What if it's nothing?
It is Fringer. That seems clear. So maybe it's not the next big discovery, but it's certainly something. Go!
Come with me. Dr. Balam.
Yes, Gallus? Hello, Portia.
I recently moved into a tower in District 11 that is still under renovation due to war damage. Yesterday, we opened up a room that had been closed off since the war, and we found this.
This is a Fringer item.
Yes, at least I think so. The tower had been raided several times during the war, and we think this got left behind. I would recommend gloves. It looks like some of the drawings are in blood.
Right, of course. Thank you for bringing this in. What was the context for its discovery?
It was near a pile of sheets, pillows, and towels in a sealed-up bathroom.
Interesting. Look, here, the drawings are very basic, very stylized. We could assume it was made by children, but this is very indicative of other Fringer works. Not the most delicate. But some of the symbols are possibly representative. This one, do you recognize it?
The star? Yes. The representative of a prophet.
Yes. In one version of Fringer religion, they established a cult of the Archon. This star is representative of Donovan, who they considered the Archon's prophet instead of her precursor. I do not recognize most of these, though here, a woman holding up a moon may be from the Khan pantheon, but it is missing many of the defining symbols. Man holding a large bowl, no idea. A tower of people standing atop each other's shoulders, no, but this one, the woman with many arms, it may be representative of Rei, but those look nothing like the objects normally associated with a depiction of Rei.
We always talk about how variations exist within the known religions, or maybe this shows us nothing we know about yet.
True. Thank you for bringing this in. I will have my colleagues take a look at it, and it will go to the DFR for storage and study.
What do you think it is, Doctor?
A simple item, not too detailed, brought in during the war. It could be some Fringer's personal, representational text, something to bring their religion with them into enemy territory. Just because we cannot decipher the script doesn't mean it meant nothing to a Fringer who could. We have linguistics and epigraphers for this. Either way, we should be able to learn a little bit more about it once the DFR has had some time to look over it. Now, I need to make it to a meeting, so you will have to excuse me.
Of course. I need to catch the sky rail. Thank you, Dr. Balam. Reven Durs.
Reven Durs.
Reven Durs.
Hey, gal. How was the lecture?
Fine. Long. Nearly missed my sky rail. How was work?
Fine. Long. Happy to be home.
Same. What's this?
Dessert. I picked it up on the way back. Sit.
Okay. Did you see the extra bathroom?
Yes. And I spoke with Albus. I think it is serendipitous. I told him about putting a changing table, and you may need to move your study to one of the smaller rooms. That big room with the bathroom is just too perfect to misuse.
Wait, slow down. Well, I'm glad you saw it. It will need work, but it seems you know that already. I'll move out of there eventually, but I did just set up the desk. There's no rush.
Maybe a little rush.
What? Why?
We got our child permit approved.
We did? When?
Today. Upper limit of 4. 4. 4 kids.
Yes. Wonderful. Amazing. Yes. How am I going to raise 4 children?
Excuse me? You mean how are we going to raise 4 children?
We. Yes. We. 4. Flora, this is... How? You know what? Never mind. This is perfect. I can move the desk tomorrow, and Alice will get a renovation crew lined up. Eat! Eat your dessert. This is celebration chocolate.
If you just take it apart, I can help you move the pieces in an hour or so when I come home from work. Just be sure to get some studying done.
I should be able to do it all. It should take very little time to move it after I take it all apart. I studied earlier today over a few cups of caffeine.
Sorry, Gal. Someone is calling. I'll talk to you later tonight, okay? Love you.
Love you. Again? No one should be up there. Excuse me? Someone there? Who's there? Open the door! Right now! Open the door! Open the door! Call Elvis.
Your outgoing call could not connect.
Just get the door open! Turn on my hood light. Record. Hello?
They're going to get us.
Get me out of here! Hello. Just let me out.
Hey, Gal, I'm home. Do you still need help moving the desk? Gal? Gal? Gal! Gal, is that you? Gal! Gal, 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 are you okay? What's wrong? Are you hurt?
The door locked. I couldn't get out.
What? No, no, Gal. Gal, come with me. Sit here. I will call Albus about the door. Can you eat? I'll make something. Call Albus.
Albus, this is Dr. Flora Fox. The new bathroom we found has a faulty door. Gal got locked in today. Please, come up and fix it when you can. It's not safe. And the faucet still drips. Thank you.
Are you okay?
I want to go out. Not food. Caffeine. Just a walk, maybe.
Oh, okay. We can do that. There's a cafe and a restaurant a few towers over we have not tried yet, and it looks really cute. We can walk over there and grab a cup. Gal, your hood? Your shoes?
Right. Yes. Sorry. Now, lead the way.
So when Seto got the files finished, we all told Seto the shipment had been sent to level 4. Oh, sorry. It was more situational comedy, I guess. Aside from the broken door, how was your day?
It was fine. Pulled the desk apart. Listened to several hours of lectures, several hours of reading, and took a practice exam. Spent some time looking up kid stuff. We're going to need furniture, like cribs, and clothes. You go through clothes really fast.
Yes, they can. There's this great reuse store we can walk to. They're closed right now, but everything is for children.
Citizen Start, yes. I looked it up today. We can go sometime next month, maybe.
Let's go this weekend. I'm pregnant.
What? Really? Sure. Wow.
Yes, well, no reason to wait now that the permit came through.
I agree. I thought maybe I could get my place at the DFR first, but we will make this work. Let's go this weekend. We can get a crib, or whatever. Can we tell people?
I see no reason not to. Excuse me. It's work. Yes, hi. Seto, I was just talking about you. Yes. No, that is scheduled for next week. And it is not. Yes, I can be there soon. Gal, I have to go back to work. I'm so sorry. This was really fun. Going out, talking. We can do more later. The clinic is almost ready to open, so there's a lot of last-minute everything.
You just got off shift an hour ago. Are you sure you should be working so hard? It cannot be healthy.
It is not, but I know my limits. And I'll be in a building full of doctors. I will be fine. Enjoy your drink. I will see you later. It should not be too late. Maybe just a few hours. Then we can talk about our weekend and what comes after. Love you.
Love you.
Lights on.
What, by Reeve? Why is this happening? Who did this? Clean this up now! Laura, I can't see the apartment like this. What am I going to say? How do I get this paint off? It's everywhere! Be quiet! Albus, this is Gallus. Someone broke in and vandalized our apartment. Albus? I'm gonna call the local DCO.
They're going to get us.
Who's here? Did you do this? Fuck this.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-created and produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff, and co-edited by Hemlock Creek Productions and Travis Vengroff. The Tower, Episode 2, starred Tanya Milojevic, Ryan Philbrook, Dallas Wheatley, and Daniel Thorson. The music for this season of Tales from the Tower was written by Brandon Boone, and episodes were mixed by Brandon Strader. This production is copyrighted 2020 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.